Hello, this is Amanda. Reading the front page. Buzzy High Street sees footfall drop and a concern for the traders in Wallingford. Footfall has taken a knock this year. A business claims that footfall on the High Street has taken a real knock just 1 year after it was named among the country's best. In September 2024, the Daily Mail released a 32-name list highlighting the very best high streets in the UK, with Wallingford making the cut. The newspaper spoke to property experts and travel agents to see where was the best high street. They said, despite the rise of online shopping and the trend for working from home, many of Britain's high streets remain the beating heart of their communities, as well as being a magnet for visitors bored by the claimed chain store experience. Buzzing with activity, thanks to quirky independent stores, coffee shops and restaurants, as well as an overall sense of community, they also attract home buyers from far and wide. But just over a year on, one local business says Wallingford's High Street, like many others, isn't looking anywhere near as bustling as it deserves. Amy Collins, executive chef and co-owner of restaurant and bar Five Little Pigs in St Mary's Street, said footfall in the last year has taken a real knock. It had such a vibrant range of independent shops, but footfall in the last year has taken this knock, and it only feels like a matter of time before some of them are forced to give up. However, she praised the community spirit in the town. I've never known community spirit like Wallingford. We were community funded, with locals raising over £50,000 to help towards our opening costs. I don't think many restaurants can boast that level of support from such a small town. Nina Sarpong, owner of sports shop Runwise in St Mary's Street and founder of a women's only running group, echoed this. There is a great community spirit and local people really try to support local independent businesses, she said. There are lots of community events and organisations, annual litter pick, bunk fest, corn exchange theatre, Agatha Christie weekend, Wallingford Christmas fair, community running group, community interest boutique, Wallingford Accessible Boat, Wallingford Volunteer Drivers, and many more. Local businesses support and promote each other. Ms. Collins said that the recent rise in car parking seems to have had an impact on footfall. Starting this month, the eatery will be taking the cost of parking at local car parks off its customers' bills if they visit in the week for lunch, with the aim of keeping people in the town. Ms. Collins said it's no secret that many restaurants are thinking outside of a box to encourage diners in our weekday lunches, and this seemed to be the most tangible way we could do it and help support our other neighbours on the High Street too. And there is one small photograph of Wallingford High Street and another one of the three owners of the Five Little Pigs.